Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Right into Glenn Mack now. It is Saturday morning on 94 WIP. Sixers, Raptors tonight. A little bit after 6 o'clock is the tip-off. Jim wants to discuss it. Jim, what are you thinking?
Hey, Ray. Glenn.
Yep.
Yeah, how are you? I had a couple of 3 points I wanted to bring up and see if I can get your opinions back on them. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, you there? Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
The MVP, like, I think it's so overrated when, like, you're really splitting hairs, and it really bothers me, and I don't know if you feel the same, that the players, especially when you're in the playoffs and you're worried about whether you're getting an MVP award, and it is really splitting hairs between one player and another. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I think there's been a little too much importance on it. I don't like it when players themselves talk about it. We can talk about it. Fans can talk about it. Analysts can talk about it. But in my mind, players should pretend they don't care, even if they care.
Yeah, even that. The Sixers, it just bothers me when even players worry about that stuff. Also, with the Sixers, I think Embiid and Harden are key. I mean, they're it. If they have their good series, we can go as far as we can go. But if they don't, it's pretty obvious. But people talk about Maxey and the bench and everything else, but really it comes down to Embiid's got to play the way Embiid plays, and Harden has to play the way he should play.
Well, seven-game series, a lot of things come into effect. If Embiid is a monster, they can win on that. If Harden has a great series, they can, but I think it's going to be more complicated. And what was your third point?
My third point is with the draft, and this is a little more obscure. I really believe when you're in a draft, the quarterback is the most valued position, and I just think if a quarterback is there, they grab the quarterback. I kind of go to the quarterback factory route, and I just want to get your opinion on it. Because if you grab a quarterback, you may not get the dividends now because you don't have the player you want on your roster now, but the Eagles aren't in that position. But
all
if
right, you
have, you
know what? I'm going to put it to Ray a different way. And Jim, thanks for the call. Have a great day, Ray. If the Eagles pick comes up at 15,
right?
Are there any quarterbacks who could possibly be available that you are Howie Roseman and you say, I can't pass?
No, not this year. This year. I mean, I just don't think this is that class. And I think that's why Howie made the trade. One of the big reasons why he made the trade he made a couple weeks ago, which is trading one of this year's number ones for a number one next year, to have two number ones next year, so that they decide at that point that now we really need to go get another quarterback. They'll have more options in a better quarterback draft, which figures to certainly be a better quarterback draft. I think that, you know, the caller was right in the sense that teams are going to draft quarterbacks just because that's the way the draft works. But I honestly don't think there's a quarterback in this draft that, to me, warrants a top 10 pick. I just don't think it's one of those drafts. I think the best of them, and I've said this throughout most of the season, is Kenny Pickett from Pitt. I think he's the best of them. He's got my highest grade. But I mean, there are people that are really, really high on Malik Willis, the kid from Liberty. I mean, I've had several people tell me last week they think he could go number two to Detroit. And I think that's just an outrageous gamble. I mean, he has physical talent. You watch it. I mean, he's got a cannon for an arm. He can run. But he is so far away from being ready to play in the NFL. Coming out of a small school, you saw a couple times this year they stepped up in class. He had to play Ole Miss. He had to play Division I teams. And he looked lost. So if you're drafting him, you're drafting him as a total projection that you can coach him and mold him into an NFL quarterback. But it's going to take time. And guys like that, to me, aren't the second overall pick in the draft.
Speaking of NFL and the draft, it is time for the Ray Dinger NFL Draft Preview.
Yeah, well, we're less than 2 weeks away from the draft, so all eyes are going to be on that. I think this year the draft is in Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken. Is that where they're doing it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So I think I'm going to talk about running backs today. And, you know, for years the conventional wisdom has been you don't draft running backs in the first round. You just don't draft running backs in the first round. You start looking for running backs in rounds 2, 3, 4, that, and you can find good players down there. And you don't have to look any further than South Philadelphia to know that's true. I mean, you get guys like Wilbert Montgomery was a sixth-round pick. Brian Westbrook was a third-round pick. Deuce Staley was the third-round pick. I mean, those guys are there.
Sean was a great second-round pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Shady. You know, and then, so, I mean, those guys are there, and you don't have to go top five in the draft to find a good running back. So, generally, teams will draft other areas, and they'll go shopping for running backs day two, day three. And I think that's going to be true again this year. I would, frankly, be surprised if there's a running back taken on Thursday night in the first round of the draft. Yeah, I think you're going to go through all of Thursday night. You're going to go through the entire first round, and I don't think there's going to be a running back off the board. But and I don't want anybody to conclude, well, there aren't any decent running backs in this draft, because there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them, but that's just not how teams are evaluating players right now or valuing players right now. But the good news is if you're looking for a running back, and who knows, the Eagles may be somewhere in the draft, There's going to be a lot of good running backs, and they'll be there in rounds 2, 3, 4. They'll be there like a Kenny Gainwell kind of guy could certainly be there for you. And I'll give you my top five. To me, Breece Hall of Iowa State is number one, 5'11", 217. Guy rushed for 1,500 yards a year ago, came back this year, rushed for 1,400 yards. A lot of people thought he could win the Heisman this year. Iowa State wasn't quite good enough to get him there. But he's a guy that's a good all-around, all-purpose back, a real workhorse, catches the ball well enough to stay on the field for third down, and has some breakaway speed, too. So I have him as my number one, Breece Hall of Iowa State. Number two is Kenny Walker from Michigan State. Smaller version, 5'9", 210 pounds, but makes if you've watched Michigan State at all this year, you just see he just has an ability to make guys miss. I think he made more tacklers miss this year in college football than any back I saw. He transferred from Wake Forest, came to Michigan State, really thrived in their offense, rushed for 1,600 yards this year, and I think is in the right offense with his speed and elusiveness and his ability to catch the ball. Can be a kid that can come in and contribute right away. My number three is James Cook, who's the younger brother of Dalvin Cook. Ooh. Who's a really good player in the NFL.
I like him already.
Really good player. And James Cook was a kid that played at Georgia, and I've talked about Georgia endlessly, about how good that team was, mostly about their defense, but James Cook was a big contributor on their offense. 5'11", 200 pounds. I'm not going to say that he's as good as his brother. He's not, but he's still good enough to play and play well in the NFL. And he's not quite as big and thick and powerful as his brother, but he's got the same kind of elusiveness and good vision. So I think that he can come in and, again, in the right offense, be a real contributor. I'm going to give you two guys here who are a little bit off the radar, but I think could be like third-round picks, maybe fourth-round picks. Damian Pierce at Florida, 5'10", 218. Got down to Florida and kind of got lost in all the personnel down there, which sometimes happens. They have a lot of talented backs and really didn't quite get the ball enough. But this year, he only had 119 touches, but he scored 16 touchdowns. He didn't get on the field a whole heck of a lot, but he certainly made the most of the time that he got. And one of the things I like about him is he wasn't overused in college. He didn't get a whole lot of carries. He didn't get beat up. So he's coming into the NFL with not a whole lot of miles on the odometer. And I think sometimes that's an advantage. That's one of the things I worry a little bit about with Hall and Walker, because they were very heavy-duty backs in college, carried the ball a lot. And sometimes that shortens their NFL career. Pierce, I think, comes to the NFL fresh, and I think he's ready to take off. And the other one is a guy that played on that Cincinnati team this year that I think people kind of had to pay attention to. They made it to the Final Four. They weren't a glamour team, but they were really good. They have a couple good players on defense. But Jerome Ford is the running back on offense that was really, I think, kind of the key to their running game. I mean, every time they needed a big short yardage play, he got it. And that's what he's got. I mean, he's not super big, but he runs like a powerhouse back. He's 5'10", he's 210, breaks tackles, powerful, gets the short yardage, and is also capable of catching the ball and making the big play. But that's just my top five. But I'll tell you, Glenn, there are a lot of really, really – I think this is a really good running back class. And people are going to conclude, well, one of them didn't go in the first round. How good could they be? No, there's a lot of talent here. And if you want, if you need a running back somewhere along the line, I think you're going to be able to find a good one in round 3, 4, 5, maybe.
Nice. Well, and I would not mind if the Eagles took like one of those middle round picks and did it. That would be fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, a couple other developments going on with the Eagles as well, or non-developments as it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.